Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this beautiful opportunity to learn ilm deen. In this silsila we will discuss few verses of the Holy Quran and give brief commentary. We will start with the verse number 144 of Surah Al-Baqarah and few more ayat together with it, inshallah, we will discuss.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ
Translation from Kanzul Iman. We are observing the turning of your face repeatedly towards the sky. So we will definitely turn you towards the Qibla in which you are more pleased. Now, turn your face towards the sacred masjid that is the Kaaba. And O Muslims, wherever you are, turn your face towards the same direction. And those who have been given the book definitely know that this, i.e. the commandment of the change of Qibla, is the truth from their Lord. And Allah is not unaware of their evil deeds. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal addresses His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that, O beloved, we are observing the turning of your face repeatedly towards the sky. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was waiting and observing the sky for the revelation to descend. He was longing for the command to face the Ka'batullah in prayer. The beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired this because it was the prayer direction of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and would be more encouraging to the submission of the Arabs to Islam. The divine order came and it says, "Now we will surely turn you to a direction that shall please you, that you will love. Turn your face, O beloved, while in prayer towards the sacred masjid that is the Kaaba. And wherever you are, O Muslim communities, turn your face in prayer towards it. Those who have been given the book know that the change of Qibla from Masjid al-Aqsa towards Kaabatullah, this is the fixed truth from their Lord on account of the description in their scriptures, how the Prophet ﷺ would reorient himself to it. Allah is not heedless of their evil deeds."
وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّكَ إِذًا لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
And if you bring all the signs to the people of the book, they will not follow your Qibla, nor should you follow their Qibla, nor do they follow the Qibla of each other. And O listener, whoever you may be, if you follow their desires after having received knowledge, so at such a time, you would definitely be a transgressor. It is said in this verse that if you bring to the Jews and the Christians every sign about your truthfulness in the matter of the direction of prayer, the direction of Qibla, they will not follow your direction out of sheer stubbornness, hatred, and jealousy. And you are not a follower of their direction. This is a categorical negation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's desire that they become Muslims, and they desired that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned to their direction of prayer. Neither are the Jews and the Christians followers of each other's direction. If you, O listener, were to follow their whims to which they call you after receiving the knowledge of the religion of Islam, then if you do that, you will surely be amongst the evil doers.
الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
Those to whom we gave the book, that is the Jewish and Christian scholars, they recognize that Prophet, i.e. the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just like a person recognizes his own sons. And undoubtedly, a group amongst them knowingly conceals the truth. It is said in this verse that those whom we gave the book, the scholars of Jews and Christians are meant here. They recognized the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam just like a person recognizes his own sons, because of the description of him being mentioned in their books. And undoubtedly, a group amongst them conceals the truth. That is, the description of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in their books. They hide them. While they know this truth, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger.
الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين.
O listener, this, that is the change of Qibla, is the truth from your Lord. Oh, the truth is only that which comes from your Lord. Therefore, beware, do not be doubtful. It is said in this verse that, O listener, this change of Qibla is the truth from your Lord. Therefore, do not doubt in it. Truth is only that which comes from your Lord, even though we do not understand its wisdom sometimes. Therefore, beware, do not be doubtful, and always practice what you are ordered to practice.
وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
And for everyone, there is a direction towards which he faces in prayer. Therefore, strive to surpass others in good deeds. Allah will gather you all, wherever you may be. Allah indeed does whatever He wills. In this verse, it is said that for every community, there is a direction towards their face, or they are made to face in prayer. Muslims are also a very special community. So why should there be objection on their Qibla or on their direction of prayer? Qibla is fixed. And now leave the arguments. Rather, strive to surpass others in good deeds and in acceptance of these commands. Allah will gather you all on the day of judgment to give you the recompense of your deeds wherever you may be. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal does whatever He wants.
وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
And wherever you come from, turn your face towards the sacred masjid. And that, i.e. the change of Qibla, is definitely the truth from your Lord. And, O Muslims, Allah is not unaware of what you do. It is explained in this verse that from whichever city you come out for the purpose of traveling, in order to perform salah, turn your face towards the Masjidul Haram, that is the sacred masjid known as Ka'batullah. Same rule of facing Kaaba is applied when we may be on a journey in any part of the world or in a settled state. And certainly this change of Qibla is the truth from your Lord. And O Muslims, Allah is not unaware of what you do. So He will give you the best reward for this action of accepting and following the direction of beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, once again we were blessed to learn few verses of the Quran and brief commentary. Alhamdulillah, Madani Channel is an organ of Dawat Islami through which we are learning ilm-e-deen wherever in the world we are. So keep watching Madani Channel. Stay in touch with Dawat Islami. Travel in Madani Qafilas. And give your donations, zakat, lillah, fitra, niyaz, or whichever type of donation you want to give. Give to Dawat Islami. This is the month of Ramadan. This is the month of generosity. This is the month of giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you give your donation to Dawat Islami, you will enable Dawat Islami. You will make Dawat Islami a powerful organization to do its work all over the world. May Allah bless you all. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Quran.